In Haiti, the search continues for those behind the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse, who was shot to death in his home last week. The president's death sent shockwaves through the Haitian diaspora spread across the world. Katiana Anglade is the Development and Operations Director for the nonprofit Lambie Fund of Haiti. She's in New York City, but still has family and friends in the country. Katiana, welcome.
Thank you.
And how are Haitians living in the United States that you know doing with this news of the turmoil in your native country?
Disheartened, emotional, because it's just, it's quite unbelievable. Every time we feel like there is just a little bit of progress, we're set back. And this was a hard hit for a lot of people.
Tell me what you were doing and what your reaction was when you heard that the president had been assassinated.
I was actually asleep. I woke up around 7 a.m. and just, you know, out of habit, checked my cell phone. A close friend of mine sent a link, and the link said, you know, the president was assassinated in his home. Of course, I kind of blew it off because I had never heard of that media outlet before. And I said, this must be just fake. It can't be real. So, of course, I started to do my own research and I started looking online, and everyone is sharing. And I read it, and it was just I was in a state of shock and disbelief.
Once that news set in, did it come as a surprise to you that this could happen in Haiti?
You know, somewhat of a surprise, but also not shocked, because greed is just it's an ugly monster. It's a very strong thing that has been driving a lot of folks in Haiti. So it wasn't that surprising, but also this is a person who was about to end his term. Why at this point? How and why did this happen?
One of the concerns at this point now is that Haiti will become so destabilized that people will feel compelled to leave the country. You have friends and family in Haiti. What are you hearing from them? Do they feel safe now since this has happened?
They haven't felt safe since before this happened. This isn't anything new. But now it's like we're in a tunnel. Can we even see the light at the end of this tunnel? What's going to happen next? I think that's the scariest part of people living on the ground, is what happens next.
Do you think people will feel compelled to leave?
They've been felt compelled to leave. That's, you know, it's been happening. But where are they going to go? Visas aren't being handed out anymore, not even just for residency, visiting visas for family members. And they've been denied over and over again just to kind of get them out to either seek medical attention here in the States. And they've been denied. So, of course, they're going to want to flee and just leave. But where to?
Do you trust the Haitian authorities to carry out this investigation and bring justice to the people who did this?
At this point, we don't have much of a choice but to trust those who are investigating. I think we can kind of lean back on history and see that a lot of people are untrustworthy. And, you know, for something to happen of this magnitude where the president has the ultimate security, who was calling the shots on this one? So can we really trust anybody to do this investigation? I can't even answer that. But at this point, the world is watching. Every Haitian citizen in the diaspora is watching.
Well, and speaking of history, Haiti is asking for help from the United States, and you well know that that relationship is complicated for decades and in a century even. What should the U.S. government, in your opinion, be doing to help?
At this point, if the United States or anyone else wants to intervene or provide any type of assistance, they're going to have to listen to the Haitian people. And if anybody's going to come in and help, there has to be some sort of a roundtable to say, you know, the agricultural sector needs to come up. People from the countryside need to come up. Their voices need to be heard at this point so that they can say, this is what we need.
And you have an insight into this because your organization has advocated for improved economic conditions in Haiti, increased availability of food, attempts at reforestation, technical training for women. Knowing what you know, what are your concerns about the future of the country now and for its people?
A lot is needed. I do know that the process of handing out, the handouts haven't worked for years. Our model is one that has worked. It's a bottom-up approach where we approach the people or actually the grassroots organizations approach us and they tell us, this is what we need. So I believe that that same model can be used in a sense in helping to develop Haiti. Their voices need to be heard and we need to take the lead from them, from the people. It works.
Katiana Anglade is the Development and Operations Director for the nonprofit group Lambie Fund of Haiti, talking about the Haitian diaspora's reaction to news that the president has been assassinated. Katiana, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.